Your dog's ready for one more block. Your knees, not so much. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, non-surgical knee pain relief. 708-888-0000.
It is Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and I know he checks in with Karen Conti weekly, legal briefs. I like to call this legal boxer briefs. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. I've decided that I want to go out and have a cocktail with you and talk about John Wayne Gacy and serial killers and true crime all night long.
That sounds like a great idea. That sounds like a great idea.
I'm good. I've decided that I want to go out and have a cocktail with you and talk about John Wayne Gacy and serial killers and true crime all night long.
That sounds like a great idea. That sounds like a great idea.
All right. Well, we can do that. But let's talk about Tupac Shakur. His murder trial in the news again. What's going on with that?
Yeah, jury selection has begun. This is just a wild case because this happened 30 years ago, and it's been an unsolved crime. I think people kind of suspected who did it and who might have done it and why, but now charges have finally been brought, and this guy, Dwayne Davis, is on trial. And what's really interesting about the case is that he got a deal where he would cooperate with police and basically tell them what he did in relation to the crime in exchange for immunity. But then he went out and wrote a book saying that he committed this crime, and he went on every documentary and said he committed the crime. And so now that deal is null and void, and they're using his own words to convict him.
How long ago did this happen?
Yeah, 30 years.
Jeez.
Yeah. And so, you know, and that's a hard thing to prosecute, because if I were the defense lawyer, I'd say, well, the police and the prosecutors had reasonable doubt for 30 years. So should you. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be very interesting.
All right. Religion and schools. I mean, this is coming off of, you know, giving away Pope hats at the White Sox game last night. But in Texas, what is going on with the banning of the sale of halal foods and the wearing of hijabs in public schools? What is going on?
Yeah, the governor just signed a bill, and some of it has some merit in that, you know, you don't want Sharia law to dominate and to trump you know, our laws. And I understand that that is of concern. But this law basically says that the schools have to teach how bad Islam is, that the hijabs cannot be worn in school. They're going to ban the sale of this halal foods. I mean, that to me is just exactly what our First Amendment says you can't do. You cannot discriminate against people based upon their religion. So I have a really strong suspicion that this bill will be stricken down at some point.
All right. The big story I've been talking to Andy Mazur off the air about is this lawsuit against Gibson Steakhouse in Oak Brook for some bad oysters. How do we know this? It's crazy.
Well, yeah, this is just it's a sad case. The guy goes in, he has some oysters, and apparently he had got some kind of foodborne illness that really affected his brain and will affect him the rest of his life. He was in a coma. He almost died. He's going to need full-time care. So the question is, you know, that's a good question. How do we know that he got it from the oysters? And that's kind of always the situation when it comes to food poisoning, whether it's cyclospora or salmonella, because you could have gotten it at Taco Bell, or you could have gotten it from your grocery store, you know, lettuce bag, you know. So the question is going to be, how do you prove that that's where he contracted it? And if he does prove that, then Gibson's would probably have a lawsuit against the person or the company that they bought the oysters from.
Yeah, the supplier. Well, yeah. I'm sorry he's not doing well. That's, you know, obviously terrible. But I just thought it might be, there were no reports of other people getting sick. It's a touchy situation, I would imagine.
It is. Gibson's is a great restaurant.
Yep.
And, you know, they've had such a good reputation. But yeah, we'll see how this goes. And I think, you know, that's just one of the things that you should remember. If you get sick from food, you shouldn't get sick from food. So you might have a cause of action against the place, but you just really need to be able to track where you got it.
Yes, that's important. And new laws have been signed by our governor, and there are some interesting ones you want to bring up to us.
Yeah, you know, you always just wonder how some of these originate, but you don't need a driver's license to get a job anymore. I never knew this, but there's 1.8 million adults in Illinois who do not have a driver's license, and sometimes jobs require you to have one, and that prevents people from getting jobs. So no more. Yeah, you do not need a driver's license to get a job.
An ID card wouldn't have worked in its place?
Yeah, I mean, some employers actually require you to have one, even if it doesn't require you to drive, you know, even if it's a desk job, which, you know, doesn't make any sense. Another one that was interesting is we had a law on the books that required kids to get 2 years of a foreign language in high school. And now that's canceled. And basically, you can either have 2 years of foreign language or you can have 2 years of some sort of practical skill class like welding or auto repair or something like that, which is really probably a good thing because there's a lot of people who will never use a foreign language but might be able to, you know, do things that are a little more practical.
Yeah. And you need 2 years of a foreign language to get into most universities anyway.
Well,
so
that's actually true. So just because our laws don't require that, you know, parents should look ahead and make sure that kids are getting that foreign language for that very reason.
All right. I'll be listening. I'm on Sunday morning from 9 to 1. You're on the Sunday afternoon 3 to 5. Karen Conti, what are you talking about this week? Really quickly.
Oh, we're talking about jury selection in the Mangione case and in the Tupac Shakur case.
Awesome. I'll be listening. Thank you so much, Karen.
All right, Wendy. Take care.